Welcome to the Fanboy Factor podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going, man?
You know, normally I say not bad, but I had an incident this weekend that really pissed me off that's extremely geek-related.
Okay, what happened?
As I've mentioned before, I'm a huge Teen Titans fan. You know, when I really got serious into collecting was...
Teen Titans fans.
Yeah, well...
I think we're a little bit different eras, but
yeah,
we cross over.
Yeah, but we still like both like the Wolfman Perez era.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that came out in trade paperback. My only knowledge of it was the $80 hardbacks.
Yeah.
And so when I found that, I got some money for my birthday, which happened in May. So I ended up ordering some books, and
yeah,
Teen Titans is one of them.
Okay.
At the same time, my son is really into that Teen Titans Go cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find some things funny in it, but yeah, it's like god awful.
Yeah. Agreed.
So I get the package, and, you know, we're on our way out. We're about to take my son for, you know, it was his birthday, so we're going to take him to the Children's Museum. And as we walk out, there's mail in the mailbox.
Okay.
So I grab it, and there's a big package. Yeah, or, you know, a larger size package than book size package.
Okay.
My son is, like, wondering what it is because he's been getting stuff all week. He wants me to open it.
Your son's 3 now, right?
My son's 3, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So I open it, and it's the new Teen Titans trade paperback I've been waiting for.
Okay.
So I was excited. He sees the characters. He goes, yeah, Cyborg, Beast Boy,
that's
Robin.
Cool. Recognize them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had to, you know, Raven, Starfire, you know, didn't know that well. Then I explained to him, you know, the other two was, you know, Wonder Girl and Kid Flash.
Uh-huh.
I told him this is Daddy's, you know, this was Daddy's favorite book growing up.
Yeah.
And he wanted to read it.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a book from the 80s, and I did, you know, my mind was racking real fast. I'm like, okay, is there anything really inappropriate? And I'm like, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, the storylines, you know, I'd have to actually read it to him for him to...
Right, he's just looking at the pictures.
Yeah, and the pictures back then and that run were kind of tame.
Yeah.
So he's looking at the pictures, of course, as, you know, we're driving, he's reading the book, and... it's funny because as he's reading the book, every time he turns the page,
yeah,
can't fully hold it. I hear it go across his shirt, and I'm just cringing like, oh, God, there goes the pages.
Don't hurt my book.
Don't hurt my book. But he looked damn cute. So my wife takes a picture on the with her camera phone.
Yeah.
Camera phone. Oh, my God. So my wife takes a picture. Of course, I post it on Facebook. I tag my wife. So, you know, all of her friends can see it.
Yeah.
And just for the hell of it, just because I'm so-called, you know, friends, in parentheses, with Wolfman and Perez,
yeah,
I decided to tag them in the picture.
That's cool.
I check back later, and people are just going off about, I hope he isn't watching that Teen Titans cartoon. You know, this is the stupidest thing ever. And just, like, pretty much call me a bad parent, and my kid doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you... The nerd rage was insane, man.
Now, are these people your quote-unquote friends, or was it... Did you post it on a board somewhere?
No, I posted it on my thing, but on with Facebook, if you tag somebody else, then all their friends can see it.
Oh, now I understand. Okay.
Yeah, that was stupid of me.
Huh.
I didn't think about that.
So, basically, you get this book,
mm-hmm,
and you didn't even, did you mention in the post that he liked Teen Titans Go?
I don't think so.
But people came across and said, don't let him watch the Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, they're saying how awful it is, and pretty much, you know, it's, you know, I'm not doing my job as a parent.
It's a fucking TV show, man.
It's just...
You know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, it's just...
Well, it's kind of like what we have been saying, I think really from the get-go, about where we are with our, today, with our culture, that most of the stuff that's out there,
mm-hmm,
in mainstream media isn't for us.
No.
Whether it's an Avengers movie, whether it's a Teen Titans Go commercial cartoon, or it's an animated full-length feature movie. These things really aren't for us.
No.
For everybody else. And while, listen, I'm not that big a fan of Teen Titans Go. I like its predecessor way more. It's funny you say that about Go, because my brother, who has younger kids too, he said to me the other day, like, you ever watch that Teen Titans Go? I'm like, ugh, not really. He's like, you know, it's pretty funny.
It honestly is. I mean, it's just like there's some Easter eggs in there that only, you know, comic fans would get and stuff, and adults.
Right.
But it's not the best. I mean, I still would like, you know, a real...
But it's not for us.
No, it isn't. But it took... this is the really cool part. George Perez saw, because I tagged him in it, saw all the shit going on.
Yes.
He jumped in.
Yeah.
And this is what he said. Guys, please, this is a wonderful photo of a young child being ushered into the world of comics and reading.
Yeah.
Can't we just enjoy that for what it is without making this a debate about one's personal, parentheses, adult preferences in cartoons? Taste varies, and this little guy will have plenty of time to decide for himself.
Yeah.
And from there, all of a sudden, I got things like, oh, good, you know, then, you know.
Like, it totally changed.
Totally changed.
It's weird, isn't it, man?
It's just like, oh, my God. All I did was just like, this is what I'm seeing. You know, I was seeing something else. It's just, I wasn't seeing him. He just looked so damn cute just reading the book. You know, he's three. He really appreciates books. You know, right now he loves superheroes because daddy loves superheroes.
Yeah.
So, you know, and like I said, you know, his introduction to the Teen Titans was Teen Titans Go. So, you know, he wanted to read, he knows that, I have a bookcase full of trade paperbacks.
Yeah.
And he knows these are daddy's books. He even says daddy books.
Yeah. That's cool.
And he knows not to touch them. That he's, you know, rarely I'll let him look at one of them, but for the most part, he cannot touch them because they're daddy books.
Right.
And, you know, I'm trying to do my job as a parent, you know. Yeah. I'm not criticizing how anybody else is parenting or anything else. This is the way I want to parent. I don't want to expose my child to, you know, things, you know. As much as I'd love to sit down and watch Young Justice with him, I think he's too young for it.
Yeah.
Way
too young for it.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't, you know, I got a copy of The Dark Knight, you know, Returns, on on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And he sees it, and he doesn't see all that stuff. All he sees is Batman.
Okay.
And I have to explain to him that it's too, you know, it's daddy's stuff, and he's when he's older, and then, you know, I end up putting in Lego Batman for him.
Yeah. It's age appropriate.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just like, my God, the amount of hate. Just like, all I saw was my son looking cute reading a book. That's all I saw.
I think that also goes to something else that we've probably discussed ad nauseum since the beginning of the show, is that internet rage.
Yeah. You
call it nerd rage. I don't really, when calling it nerd rage, I don't know. I mean, I just don't like that word nerd. It's really internet rage.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, it's everything. I don't know how you feel, but anytime I make a comment or I put something out there, it's like I almost am embracing myself for negative comments.
Yeah.
It's like I'm almost relieved when I put something out there and I get positive comments. Or I don't get any comments at all.
I mean, I do the same thing. You put yourself out there and, you know, the thing is, it's like, you expect somebody to come up with, you're not expecting everybody to agree with you.
Right.
But not be so friggin', you know, come down on you like a friggin' ton of bricks at the same time.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's just like, where's the friggin' middle ground? Can't we have a discussion? You know, it's like,
you said that before. Let's talk about these things first and then decide.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, both you and I have posted stuff and, you know, either of us haven't agreed with it, but I haven't bashed you and you haven't bashed me. you came up with, you know, we come up with intelligent reasons why this is the way we think.
Right.
It's just like some people can't do that.
Yeah.
It just, it really, here it is, you know, a couple days later and still taking me off. And, you know, I ended up writing an article about it.
So you did respond. Well, wait, did you respond at the time to anybody's comments?
No.
No, okay. Which no. is probably the right thing to do.
Well, pretty much by the time I think I responded to one comment.
Okay.
You know, somebody said, well, why don't you put in Young Justice? I'm like, he's three.
Yeah.
I'm not putting, I don't want him to watch that yet.
Yeah.
That's all I said.
Right.
You know, it's just like the nerd rage just kept continuing.
Yeah.
Until, you know, like I said, until, you know, George Perez laid down the hammer and all, after that, my only other comment was, thank you, George.
Yeah, you know, Young Justice, while it's a good show, it's definitely not age appropriate.
No.
You know, it's, the internet's a weird place, man. I mean, everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's funny how after Perez comes in, says what he says, then everybody changes their tune. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's a weird place.
It just prompted me to write this article about, you know, there's no wrong way to, you know, get kids started with comics.
Well, so what kind of feedback did you get on that?
Little to none.
But you're absolutely right. If it's the gateway. If Teen Titans Go is what gets him into the Teen Titans, and let's face it, into reading, that's awesome. Who gives a shit? We don't. You and I, as adults, we may not appreciate Teen Titans Go, but I'm not telling you. My kids watched that stupid. Like, God, I hated it. That stupid Caillou. Ugh. Hated Caillou, but my kids watched it, and it's like
that's the devil child.
I know, but there's a bunch of shows like that.
But if you really think hard about the stuff that really got us into comics, it wasn't comic books. It was stuff like it. For me, you know,
Super
like,
Friends.
Yeah, Super Friends. For me, yes. It was definitely Batman 66.
Yeah. See,
I mean, I did have, you know, a couple comics here and there, but what really got me into it was Batman 66.
And listen.
Then by the Super Friends. And then, you know, I started branching out.
While everybody right now, you know, has a love fest for Batman 66, up until recently, I don't think it was looked upon as fondly, you know, a few years ago.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it was as appreciated as it is now. I still don't think it was all that great of a show. And I remember as a kid thinking, this is not all that great of a show.
See, I remember thinking as a kid, it's just I didn't understand camp. I was just blown away at it.
Yeah.
So it didn't, I didn't, you know, I missed the joke.
Yeah.
As a kid. So, you know, it many, many, many years later that I understood, oh, this is
right,
camp.
Right, right.
So, but it's just like, if it gets them interested into it, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Just like I said, man, it really pissed me off. And still pissing me off.
All right, well, let's take a deep breath.
All right.
let's talk about something that's I find perplexing. Let's talk about Jason Statham and Marvel and Daredevil and Bullseye. So the setup for this, I guess it was earlier, maybe it was late last week. Now, it's internet rumors, so we got to keep all this in mind.
Oh, God, yeah.
Jason Statham in talks to play Bullseye.
Yeah.
In the next series of Daredevil 2. And I think everybody would probably agree that would be fucking awesome. And then, like, I don't know if it was at the same time or it was shortly thereafter, Statham goes on, it was quoted from a, I don't know if it was an article online
mm-hmm.
or was it a publication, that he basically dissed superhero movies and Marvel in particular. So there's this hope, and meanwhile, like, all the sites are reporting that he's either signed a dotted line. I believe Yahoo actually ran the article and he signed on to play Bullseye.
Right.
But there's still this hanging thing out there that he isn't interested in playing Bullseye.
But the interesting fact is 4 years ago, he was petitioning to play Daredevil.
Really?
He wanted to play Daredevil.
I did not know that.
And personally, I cannot see him, and I think it's, I hate to say it, it's the baldness.
Yeah, he's definitely not Daredevil.
I saw in this one film where he wore a wig called London, it was a drama. And, I mean, he's a good actor and everything, and yeah, he would kick ass and everything, but I can't get past the baldness.
Yeah, that's his look, man. It's not even that he's bald, that's his look.
He's also a very angry-looking guy, and
yes.
Daredevil really isn't that angry.
No, he's definitely a bad guy, and I think, I'm not all that familiar with the character, but from what I know, I think Bullseye is probably a good character for him.
Yeah, I think they just need to tone it, you know, again, to put that realistic take on it, and just, you know, I think they shouldn't go any further, you know, mainly stick with just throwing knives.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe the occasional playing card or two.
Yeah.
But not get really ridiculous, like make anything in his hands a weapon.
Do you remember, I don't know what run it was, if it was in Marvel Ultimate Universe or if it was in the 616. Do you remember when he had the Bullseye engraved in his head?
Oh, God, there's a long story behind that.
That's what they should do with him.
That was actually taken from the movies.
Was it really?
Yeah, what happened? It was on, it was Bendis' run.
Okay.
He had a Bullseye tattooed on his head.
Yeah.
This was at the same storyline where Bendis, in his storyline, Daredevil was outed.
Okay.
To the public.
Okay.
So everybody knew Matt Murdock was Daredevil, or at least they thought, there was really no confirmation.
Okay.
And Daredevil was kind of losing his mind. So Bullseye went after him and his girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
Some girl he ended up marrying, Mila. Okay. And in the fight, it's Daredevil snapped, you know, knocked Bullseye on his ass, took some sharp object, I think it was a stone, and actually carved it
into his head, right?
Into his head, yeah. So it was no longer a tattoo now. It was it's now a mark. But that actually did come from Colin Farrell in the movies. It appeared there first.
Oh, there you go. Well, anyway, I thought that was pretty cool, and I thought that would work really well.
No, I mean, it's been done before, but I'd be down with it again. Statham is a great actor. I mean, he's already, you know, very a physical martial artist.
Yeah.
So I think him against, you know, our lovely Daredevil would be awesome. I'd be for it.
But we don't have any, there's still no confirmation one way or the other.
No, it's just like
he's playing this role or not.
It's, you know, a couple of days later, you know, a day later, then somebody said the rumor was false. So we can't get a confirmation on this.
I don't know where I read it. I don't know if it's comicbook.com or Variety. They were saying that there was high level talks.
Definitely wasn't Variety.
Okay. And they said somebody float as a test. Marvel's notoriously cheap on their hiring their actors and their talent.
Right.
And I think to test the waters, that when he said about the superhero thing, that was to, you know, this, I guess, sort of dissuade Marvel or get more money out of Marvel. And either way.
Or could still be bitter about them turning him down, after he volunteered to play Daredevil.
That as well. That's just it. There's no real way knowing of what the story is with this thing. And I just think it's funny that still, I think even today I read another article. I saw another headline about him either, they're either saying that he signed or he's close to signing Bullseye. And he's not.
No, and I also read there are rumors today about a couple actresses reading for Elektra.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't say any names.
Oh, wait a minute, but maybe I did hear that somewhere.
But we do have one confirmation for season 2, which just happened mere hours ago, oddly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, John Berthall.
Yeah, from Walking Dead.
From Walking Dead, yeah. He played Shane.
Yeah.
Is confirmed to play the Punisher.
What do you think about that?
You know, it's... I don't know, I think he's a good actor.
I don't think he's got the look for it.
I don't know, you kind of look at him. He's just got that pug nose kind of look to it. I think in this case I'd want an older actor.
Yeah.
And I was kind of hoping they'd go back to Jane.
Oh, that would be cool. But you know who I know this wasn't going to happen, but I think Rilla would be a really good Punisher.
Yeah.
You know, guys playing Crossbones.
Yeah, unfortunately he's already committed.
I know, but when I think of him, I'm like, oh my God, that's Frank Castle right there.
I mean, it's... The actors that they've had play Castle so far are... I mean, they've all kind of... I mean, Lundgren, Jane, and... oh, God, who was the last guy?
Didn't Jane do two movies?
No, Jane did one movie and an independent short.
Oh, I thought he did two.
No, it was an independent short because he loved the character so much. Independent... I mean, the guy got, you know, also Ron Perlman in it. And a bunch of other actors. Yeah, Ray Stevenson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he played Punisher in the War Zone. Now, if you look at all three of those actors,
yeah,
they do all kind of look like different artist renditions of the Punisher.
Yeah.
I mean, you just need a guy who's not so handsome.
It's funny because I'm looking at the picture of him now in War Zone, and that really does look like somebody else's interpretation of Punisher.
His
high collar.
His definitely looks like the Tim Truman covers that are gracing the runs that are going on now.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Is that any good?
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But it's good, you know, mindless shoot 'em up entertainment. Huh. It's kind of it's the closest to the Ennis books.
Yeah.
I would say.
No, he's crazy, man, the Ennis. Yeah. Warren Ellis, he's a crazy dude.
He is. You know, of course, costume-wise, I think they need to keep it like the way the War Zone has it.
Yeah.
No costume, just a skull, you know, all black, paramilitary gear with a skull on the chest.
Agreed.
No costume, nothing, just... He's got to be, you know, he's a soldier on the streets. His income is stolen from criminals he kills. You can't do a costume with this guy. He's got to look paramilitary.
I agree. Dead on.
And if they don't have the skull, we got a problem.
Do you think this is a setup for a spinoff?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Now, you've been talking about that for a long time.
Yeah, it's, you know, unfortunately, you know, would this mean an origin story again? And how would they do, you know, this is why I wanted an older actor, because the Punisher's tied to the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Though any actor right now would be way too old for it, so. But
well, I think they could tie on the Desert Storm, maybe.
Yeah, but it's just like.
Make up a conflict.
Every drawing I see of the Punisher next to everybody else in the Marvel Universe, he always looks like he's like 10, 20 years older than everybody else.
Yeah, he does.
For the most part, so I'm not 100%, you know, I don't hate the actor, but I'm not 100% sold on a younger actor.
Yeah. I don't see him. I don't know. I'm just not crazy about that guy. But whatever.
I've seen him in a lot of different things. Comedies, dramas, Walking Dead. I think he's a good actor. He's got the range for it, I think. Yeah. I saw some pictures. You know, they posted some pictures with him. He just has that soulless, you know, that dead-eye look in some pictures that Castle really needs.
Did I hear that they are going to start filming for that in the summer?
I'm not too sure, to be honest with you.
I thought I might have heard that. Could be wrong.
Which would be crazy, seeing how they haven't done anything with Iron Fist yet.
Yeah.
Or actually Luke Cage. They're still doing Jessica Jones right now.
Yeah. But Luke's in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is...
Speaking of that, what do you make of them dropping the AKA?
I don't know, I kind of liked it better when it said AKA.
it's almost a non-issue, but this is the other thing I love about the internet. It makes such an issue. Oh my God. Netflix dropped the AKA Jessica Jones.
Yeah, Netflix. Yeah, they're the ones who decided to drop the name.
So, why does that matter?
I don't know. It's...
Does it do anything to the story? I mean, does it change the story at all that they drop that?
Not really.
No, right?
No, it's... Okay. I think it's just a cooler sounding name, a.k.a. Jessica Jones.
Yes, I would agree, but I don't think it changes the tone of the show. I think what they did was it makes it a little bit more accessible to everybody. Like,
yeah, that's the thing. This is marketing 101.
Yeah, like, what is she also known as? Like, it's usually, you know, something, a.k.a. Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
And I think it just causes too many questions, and Jessica Jones just makes a whole ton more sense.
It really does. It's, I mean, like I said, I'm not a fan of it. I'm not going to boycott it, but yeah. This definitely sounds like they brought in a focus group. It definitely sounds...
Yeah, now that you say that, it smacks of it, doesn't it?
It really screams of a focus group for the name. Because it sounds like they were on a fence, so they ended up bringing in a focus group. I'm not thrilled with it, you know, again, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, I really can't complain. And the bottom line is we still don't know anything about this yet.
Nothing. Very, very little.
I mean, nothing's really been said in terms of synopsis.
Nope. They released, a teaser poster a week or two ago.
Yeah.
Of her on it. That was it. And, you know, we've seen some weeks ago, probably months at this point, pictures of Luke Cage and her on the bike.
Yeah, and her beaten up and her walking. Like,
no real story.
And it's funny because the poster that they released a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Is it me or does it kind of look like it was just kind of Photoshopped?
No, it looked like it was Photoshopped.
Somebody told me it was the official poster. I was just like, that's the official poster?
Yeah, well, you know, some of these movie posters are just terrible anymore. Yeah. Whether it's a movie poster or a show poster, some of them are just downright terrible.
Yeah, it looked like nobody's tried. It was just a slapper on there.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
So one of the things, to switch gears just a little bit, one of the things that's been going on that you like to talk about and you like to cover is the licensing expo.
Yes.
And one of the big things that has come out of, there's a bunch of things that have come out of it. Yeah. First thing was JAKKS Pacific signed to produce action figures and toys for the movie.
Right.
The Batmobile was, I don't know if it was officially the right word, but was unveiled at the show.
Yeah.
And then the synopsis of the movie was also released.
Yeah. Which kind of explains, which everyone kind of figured anyhow out.
Yes. It kind of really spelled out what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, the official synopsis is this. Fearing the actions of a godlike superhero left unchecked, Gotham's own formidable, forceful vigilante takes on Metropolis' most revered modern-day savior while the world wrestles with what sort of hero it really needs. And with Batman and Superman at war with one another, a new threat quickly arises, putting mankind in greater danger more than it's ever known before. Okay, so pretty much no one's seen anything like Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Other Kryptonians come to Earth, wreck cities left and right, and they've never seen a greater danger.
Well, listen, I'm going to go on record here and say, I don't know when it was. It was a bunch of shows ago. You had said that Wonder Woman is going to be the one who stops these two from fighting.
Yeah.
I totally and utterly agree with you now. She's going to grab the both of them by the back of their heads, point them up, and whatever threat is coming down is going to say, you two need to knock it off. Totally agree with you now, Brian.
But it's just like...
Unless you're changing your tune.
No, I'm not changing my tune, but it's just like a greater threat than they've ever seen before.
Is it Doomsday?
I don't know, but just like, they just saw Kryptonian smash up the world. What the fuck else is a greater threat?
I don't know. That's just drama for you. That's just WB being WB dramatic.
I'm just saying, everyone's got the heart on for this, and I'm just like, eh.
You think? I don't know.
One of the DC pages, they're like creaming in their jeans about this.
Are they really?
Yeah.
It's funny. Well, it's funny because I really don't go on any. I don't really go on any too many Marvel sites or DC sites.
I don't know why I do. I should go, I need to go to a neutral site to actually have a decent conversation.
There's a lot of just comic book sites that I go on. Well, let's touch on a couple of the other things. So we have that going on.
Yeah.
Jack's specific signing, I didn't see anything too specific. I just saw that it was action figures. I don't know if I saw vehicles, but toys.
It was large. It was mainly large-sized action figures.
That's what I was going to say. I wonder if it was those bigger ones that they put out for everybody else, which, whatever, I'm already, don't even care
about. Yeah, a couple of days before, it was Friday where Warner did release one that's saying that there's going to be Mattel's going to be handling action figures, including Movie Masters.
Oh, they did. That did come out.
Yeah. So it's just like, again, so we're going to see, we'll probably get what, like a Superman, a Batman.
Obviously. What's Batman in the armor?
Batman in the armor.
Maybe a Wonder Woman.
Nope.
No, Wonder, you don't think?
Ah, please, look at the way they are. And then we'll get the lovely vanilla, you know, luge Batman.
Listen, well, it came out with the chick Kryptonian, so there's, you don't think they could come out with Wonder Woman?
I don't know.
They've been taking so much crap about no merchandise for Wonder Woman. They're even coming out and saying that when the movie Wonder Woman movie comes out, there's going to be plenty of merchandise. Did you see that?
Well, they said it's going to be Wonder Woman heavy even for the merchandise that they have.
Yeah, whatever.
For Batman Superman, I'm like, uh-huh. It's interesting, though, because I read the press release, because of course I got it, and it's, they don't mention plain comics characters for license. They're not doing anything license-wise for the comic versions.
It's just movie stuff.
It's movie, TV, and animation. Nothing from actual DC comics.
Well, you think that because DC Collectibles has the corner on that?
I don't know. I mean, even if, you know, it's, I think they need to promote it, if you want my honest opinion.
Who does?
Warner does. I mean, it's...
Gotcha.
You know, they keep claiming that, and there is no proof that, you know, DC is, you know, DC and Marvel are both saying, this will increase the readership, so they make all these friggin' changes that are just like the movies, where in truth, I've spoken to several comic shop owners, and there is no, and I've also checked Diamond, there's no solid numbers to back that up. There was a spike in sales on a specific character.
And usually it's that week the movie comes out.
Yeah, for about a month, and then it tapers off. But there is no solid proof of increase or new readership. You know, it's just, it's messed up.
And when's this movie coming out? I know, I keep asking.
March.
Is it this March?
Yeah, I mean, they're also doing, they're going to be doing Suicide Squad stuff there at us. At the licensing expo. They're pushing the DC Superhero Girls, which, you know, we've talked about before, which I think is great.
Yeah.
It's for ages 6 to 12.
Okay.
So that's, you know, that's kind of cool, but it just, it, you know, they say publishing toys, apparel, and other products. It doesn't, they're not getting any specifics about it.
No figures. Or they're not specifically saying figures.
They'll be dolls, not action figures.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And then, of course, that... I'm not too sure if you saw the Batman Unlimited Animal Instinct.
No, I did not.
It was pretty much a commercial. It just sucked.
Don't say.
And the funny thing is the marketing, you know, machine over at Warner.
Yeah.
The animated thing they're pushing is this Gods and Monsters.
Yeah.
About this alternative world and a
more. You know what they're pushing along with that? Did you see that they're doing that Harley Quinn versus Batman thing?
Yeah, that's the first of the shorts.
I have not watched any of them because just my interest.
Yeah, it's just like can we see something from the regular universe?
Yeah,
it's just like they didn't get put that much marketing into the comic ones. They're pushing all this stuff on. You know, it's just like, all right, great, Bruce Timm is back. What the fuck is this shit?
Yeah,
I don't care about this stuff. You know, it's just even if you're going to give me an alternative universe, give me one that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
God, I would love to see an animated version of, like, Gotham by Gaslight.
Yep.
That would be a cool one, or something else, but this is just all new stuff, and they're promoting the crap out of it. I'm just like,
well, I guess they must have enough, invested in it that they have to promote it.
They didn't even put this much into Batman versus Robin. This is what I don't understand. I don't get it.
Those figures never came out, did they?
No. Canceled.
They canceled them.
I just don't, you know, like I said, I don't get it. And, you know, I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm sorry.
I just think it's stupid.
Another show that's coming up, big one, San Diego Comic-Con.
Yep.
Leaks about that, not leaks, but.
They're already saying, like, yeah, companies are starting to say what the exclusives
right,
are.
Right, reveals. Two things. Marvel's not going to be there.
Marvel Studios.
Yes. Now, do you think that has anything to do with D23?
Oh, it definitely has everything to do with
D23. Oh, have they come out and said that?
No, they'll never say that, but that's definitely what it is.
Well, D23 is the thing that Disney does,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, like in August?
Yeah.
And they do it in Anaheim or somewhere around Anaheim where it's everything Disney. And I think last year Marvel Studios was at San Diego, correct?
Very little.
But they were also at the D23, and they showed stuff at D23. Well, I think it seems like that is what they're going to be using as their platform, which makes it, think about it, it makes a ton of sense. It's their platform, man. There's nobody else to compete with.
But again, it's just like, what about the comics? Why aren't they doing anything with the comics at D23?
Well, nobody cares about comics.
Yeah, this is what annoys me.
Okay, and in all fairness, it's not like San Diego Comic-Con's a lot about comics either anymore.
No.
It is mostly a multimedia event.
Yeah.
So.
A comic show about comics?
Yeah.
Well, your mouth.
We can talk about that show, Special Edition. But have you, before we do, have you heard anything more about San Diego? Any interesting things coming up?
You know, I panels that really haven't. The only thing I've gotten so far is Doubleday Press has asked me to drop by their booth, and I'm like, okay. That's about it so far.
Yeah, that's it.
It's still a little early.
Yeah. I saw that Diamond Select released its exclusives.
Oh, my God.
For the show.
Good Lord.
Yeah, they got a ton.
There are so many, you know, Funko released theirs, but it's just like variations on things.
Yeah.
I'm not overly impressed.
I think that pop thing is sort of
jump
the shark, as they say.
It's funny because that's what people were trying to get rid of at cons.
Yeah.
But, you know, Diamond Select is having a couple good things. You know, that beaten up penguin.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
The black and white, you know, Bruce Timm statues, vinyl, the Vinny Nate, I guess it's a vinyl figure.
I saw that of Kevin Smith.
Yes, our buddy.
Jason Mewes.
Yeah.
But they're bigger than regular Mini Mates, I think.
Yeah, I don't think there's any points of articulation.
Yeah, I think they're like 2 inches where the regular Mini Mates are a little bit smaller than that.
Yeah. But, you know. $10. It's 4 inches tall, $10.
That price, 4 inches, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not, that's not a bad price point, though. You know, it's we're going to see more and more stuff.
As the weeks go by. It is still early. It's still only the beginning of June.
I mean, we already talked about Hasbro and Mattel, and there's our,
Well, Hasbro's got that Marvel Legends 5-pack, which I thought was really interesting. First of all, it's Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
And number two, I think what we were both surprised with, that Magic's in there.
Yeah, a freaking X-Men. I couldn't believe that. I was just like, really? They're allowing them to do that?
I was just as shocked as you. That's, in fact, when I saw that, I'm like, that's the first thing I thought. I'm like, she's a mutant.
I think they got a bigger heart. I think they got a bigger mad for Marvel has a bigger mad for Fantastic Four than they do the X-Men.
Well, do you? I know you've seen the images of the all new, all different Marvel thing that's coming up, right?
Yeah.
And basically, it's just, you know, just two images with Iron Man the main focus, but. In both those images, but the difference in the two images, they had different heroes, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, one looks like it's 616, the other one looks like it's all a bunch of alternative Earths.
Yes, very good point now that you say that. But in the second one, the Thing is in it, and I was like, wow, that's the Thing. He's Fantastic Four, isn't he? But he's like in Guardians of the Galaxy type gear.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty interesting.
And there's was announced like about a month ago that Johnny Storm is going to be in the new Inhuman series.
That was announced, right?
Yeah.
I thought I read that somewhere, but I wasn't sure.
And then we got other things like we got Wolverine Et.
Yep. Yeah. People are guessing it's X-23. Old Man Logan.
Old Man Logan. I just can't stand X-23.
I don't have an opinion one way or the other.
It's got a Daredevil in a blackish costume.
Yeah. Yo, listen, if they go to that black costume after he's gone to the red costume in the show, I'm going to be really annoyed.
Of course they're going to do that. Well, right now he's running around in...
He's supposed to win that show.
Well, right now he's running around San Francisco in a bright red suit.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
Yeah, it's like he's giving up.
But that's Mark Waid.
He's given up trying to hide the identity, so he's just kind of embraced it. But I'm like, really?
Yeah, it's kind of.
Can't we just keep the iconic costume? Yeah. I think my favorite thing here is just like they got Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Wielding a battle axe.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know, but it's just like he's finally got to the point like, don't screw with me, mothers. It does look like it. It definitely has to be an alternative universe because it does look like a younger Doctor Strange because I don't see the white on the sideburns at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, then they got the return of Citizen D, which is, I think that's really cool. I hope that means the original Thunderbolts are back.
You think so?
I don't know, but I like Citizen D. I like the concept, the character. It may or may not be Zemo because there was somebody else, and once Zemo got exposed, the original grandson of the original Citizen V came back and took over the mantle, so I'm just kind of glad to have that character back.
Yeah.
We got Dr. Spectrum, a female Dr. Spectrum, who just appeared in the new Avengers, the Illuminati series.
Yes.
And then here's where people are going nuts. The picture of Red Wolf, the Indian guy.
Yep.
People are saying that's a step backwards for
Marvel.
For Native Americans.
Is it? Why? You know, I didn't even. This is how insensitive I am. I never even thought about it. I just thought it was cool looking.
Personally, I liked him better with the wolf head on him.
Huh.
But that's just me. I like that look a lot better than this one right here.
Yeah.
But I don't know enough to judge. It seems like. We got Old Man Cap now.
I was really, really hoping that he was going to go back to Cap.
And of all the characters not to get killed, friggin' Coulson right there.
Yeah, there he is.
Bullet and brain. And then we got Iron Man in this new armor in a series that's going to be written by Bendis.
Yep, that's interesting.
And it's kind of a modular type, where it's just like, everything's kind of pre-programmed into it, so if you wanted, like, the stealth suit, it would change into the stealth suit from what I'm...
Is that what they're saying, that's what the armor is?
Yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
people are having problems with it, but I'm like, I don't know. It kind of seems like the next in evolution in terms of technology.
You know what? You know what I like? This is the one time that I really like the crossover from the movies to the comics. I like Star-Lord. I like the way he looks. I like that they borrowed from heavily from the movies. Because I was – the old look, you know, it's traditional, whatever. I just – I really like the movie version of – God, his name. I lost his name. I'm going to say Star-Lord.
Yeah.
But that looks like the direction they're going with. It's all new, all different.
Yeah. It's funny because it's just like people are throwing around the word reboot without even knowing what it means. Now, nope. Marvel is saying
it's not a reboot.
It's not a reboot. People need to understand a reboot is when they take old continuity and screw with it.
Yes.
When they're still going down the same path.
Yeah, they said this is not a reboot. They're just building on what they've already done.
Yeah, that's all it is. I don't understand why people throw out that word reboot way too often.
I think when any time people see change, well, first of all, Secret Wars is still going on, so that's a whole sea of change.
Yeah.
And then when they see images like this, you just assume that it's a reboot or a retcon, something to that effect. And Marvel has said it's not what it is.
No, it's – and, you know, anybody with a half a brain who knows anything about comics knows a reboot or a retcon means an entire change of the history.
Yeah.
This is not what it is. This is evolution. This is, you know, going forward. Yeah. I personally – you know, I'm – you know, I can't say I'm a fan or not. You know, I got some pluses and minuses with it. I'll see what happens. Right now, you know, nothing's really capturing me. But, you know, it's, other than Wolverine-et, I don't see too many X-Men on here.
Actually, I don't see him at all besides her.
Yeah.
I do like that Miles and Pete are going to hopefully be in the same universe.
Yeah, well, they are. They definitely are. They're definitely both going to be called Spider-Man.
I like that. I there's a part in Secret Wars that Pete and in the actual title, Secret Wars, Pete and Miles kind of look at each other and Miles is like, Pete? And then Pete's like, Miles? Like they just ran into each other. I'm like, I just love that interaction.
I think they teamed up because they had that team of Spider-Men.
Yes. Right, so which I just really liked.
I still hate Vision's new costume.
I was going to ask you what you thought, but I was a little afraid.
It's too much like Mr. Miracle. It really is now.
Agreed. Actually, the more now that you say, I definitely agree with you.
I'm not a fan at all.
Yeah. Although, I still think it's better than the Avengers Age of Ultron look.
Oh, God, that was awful.
That was bad. I think the cape is what really made it bad.
God. For me, it was the eyes. I think they should have put contacts in. So it looked like he didn't have irises and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Just his eyes just kind of creep me out.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, but I think the main part that really that's annoying me about all this.
Yeah.
Again, number one issue.
What, they're reboot.
It's not
they're
a reboot.
They're renumbering everything.
They are renumbering, which is freaking annoying already.
Yeah.
That I can't stand.
What is their thought behind it? Is it just to get people to into the book and say, this is a good starting point?
Yeah, that's their theory.
I don't know.
I had no problem when, you know, a story would come out with the big capital letters on there.
Yeah.
Jumping on point.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check it out.
I agree. I especially what they've done since Marvel now, where they would put number one for like each story arc.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It is confusing.
And then all of a sudden when the anniversary comes, 700.
700, which they're going to do with Action Comics.
Hey, I'm like, bullshit, you didn't get there fairly.
Yeah, I agree.
If you cancel and then restart.
It's just start back from one.
Yeah, you started back from one. Screw you, that's as far as you got.
They did that with Guardians of the Galaxy.
They did that with Captain America. They did that with Fantastic Four. They did that with Spider-Man. They did with all of them.
Yeah.
All the titles do that. It's annoying. Just keep the same numbering system.
Exactly. And I agree with you. This is a great starting point, or just call it whatever the story arc is going to be called. This is the story arc.
Yep. Because of all this lovely stuff. Now we're getting animated series from Disney that mimics the movies.
What is that about?
I don't know. The funny thing is, it's just like, Ant-Man's already appeared in the Avengers Assemble cartoon.
Yeah.
And they've already said that the new Ms. Marvel...
Yeah, she's going to be in it.
But they haven't said anything about Quicksilver Scarlet Witch. So they may not be... Well, they may be able to use it in the movies. They may not be able to use it in the animated.
Now, the Spider-Man one is calling this... They're calling that the Sinister Six.
Sinister Six.
But what are they basing that off of? They're just...
Well, it was... You got to remember, this stuff was created long before these conversations took place.
Okay.
So this crap is in the can.
Right. But it's not like Spider-Man is going to be based on what's going on or what was going on in Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know.
But that Avengers one definitely is going to be based on the movie.
God.
Ultron Revolution.
It's ridiculous. It's just so bad. It really is. I try and watch them. I really do. But I can't.
I have not seen either of them, to be honest with you. And I told you before, my brother's like, you should watch. Because, again, my brother's got kids that are the age appropriate. I'm like, okay. I just never do.
What blows me away is they're written by Paul Dini. I'm like, is this the same guy who brought us this awesome Batman cartoon?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened here?
Yeah, well, without Tim, I guess they were a great team.
But Bruce did all the writing. Tim didn't do that much writing.
Well, I guess a team is still a team.
Oh, gosh.
You know, you got that energy.
Now, here's the duh moment for the week.
Okay. we should make this a regular bit, the duh
moment. The duh moment of the week, yeah.
Hit it, Brian.
Well, we finally...
Something that I said, right?
Yeah, we finally got an update from Joseph Gordon-Levitt on Sandman.
Okay.
It's still being made.
Okay.
And he's saying it's going to be an action film without any punching. Anybody familiar with the character, this is your duh moment. There was no punching in it.
How are they going to have an action movie without punching?
Even Gordon, even you know, Levitt even said in the interview that you know it's been a little complex because it's not an easy thing to adapt.
I'm really surprised this movie's still moving forward.
Well, it sounds like he's trying to take his time to try and get it right.
Yeah.
You know, Levitt was told by you know Gaiman who created it to have no punches in it because the character really never punches.
Yeah.
Again, if you ever read the damn series, you would know that, so that's kind of a duh thing. So it's just, I don't know, it's...
What kind of a vomit is Gaiman having in this?
I haven't seen anything official, but it sounds like Levitt is definitely talking to him a lot.
Okay.
To try and get it right, which I think is cool.
That is good.
I think the fact that he's reaching out to Gaiman is you know, shows, again, you know, here, again, it's another guy who's really serious about the actual original media.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good thing. Personally, I think Sandman's just way too complex for a movie. I think it really needs to be a show.
I was just going to say, do you think it deserves to be on TV instead?
I really think something like, you know, bring it to AMC or something, you know. It's not gory or violent stuff, but it's just, it's deep, it's complex. I can understand why it's taken so long to try and condense it into, you know, at least a 2-hour film.
Yeah.
It's a great read. It's a heavy read, but it's a great read.
Interesting.
It's going to be interesting to see what it is. I mean, the funny thing is you look at the time and it came out and the Sandman pretty much looks, you know, the inspiration for the Sandman was Robert Smith of The Cure.
Isn't that crazy? That's funny, man.
I don't know if I could see, you know, looking like
that. I'm going to have to do that a little bit.
I'm going to have to take some artistic license there, I think.
I think that's pretty cool. So before we wrap this up, I want to alleviate some of your worries. I think last week you mentioned Degrassi was going off the air.
Yes.
Netflix is picking it up.
No, they're just picking up the reruns.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it said it was living on Netflix.
No, it's living on in repeats.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian.
Live streaming.
Oh, man. Sorry, Brian. I thought I had good news for you.
Now, you didn't get a chance to make it to the special edition.
No, no. How was it?
You know, it...
Which day did you go?
I went Sunday. Now, let me put things into perspective. I went with a three-year-old.
Yes.
So we got there early, spent about an hour and a half, and then it was time to go because after a while, he wanted me to hold him.
Yeah, that's
carry him around with all the camera equipment I was trying to carry and trying to take pictures. So, you know, my legs and back and chest start giving out. I was just like, enough is enough. I couldn't stay for any of the panels.
Size-wise, was it the same size as last year or was it bigger?
I couldn't tell because it's a different space.
Oh, they didn't have it in the back?
No, they had it at a place. It's Pier 94. There's a little convention area.
Oh, okay.
It's not a bad space. I've been there. Wizard did a couple shows there.
Okay.
When they're doing the New York cons, and it's a pretty good space.
Okay.
Like I said, I got there early. I'm seeing pictures of it crowded, and I'm like, well, I wasn't there. But then again, like I said, I got there early.
Okay.
You know, the vendors were okay. You know, same crap as always. Same familiar, you know, faces who never make it.
Yeah.
You know, one cute thing was on the elevator ride down from the parking garage to the thing, Peter David was in it. My son's, you know, wearing a Spider-Man hat and a Spider-Man shirt. And Peter David asked him if he knew if he liked Spider-Man. He's like, yeah. And then I go, Sean, can you say, what does Hulk say? He goes, Hulk smash.
That's awesome.
David just smiled.
That's great. That's really cool.
So that was kind of, that was a little cute thing. It's funny because the longest line there.
Yeah.
Was not for any artist or panel.
Yeah.
It was for tickets for NYCC.
Oh my God.
Line was insane.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean,
so is it still comic focused?
Yeah, it's still definitely heavily comic focused. No media. But you know, if you've ever been to a New York con, it's the same vendors you always see. It's the same, you know, I mean, there was a couple of people there that you, but you know, it's for the most part, you know, the artist alley is a bunch of people you've seen in 50 million shows trying to hawk their wares and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the only publisher that was really there with a booth was Valiant.
Really? Marvel wasn't there?
They did a panel.
Okay. But no presence.
No real presence. DC, not at all.
Yeah. Well, that's no surprise there.
Yeah. But I mean, I can't say it was either good or bad because I didn't get a chance really
to walk it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's as much as I love bringing my son there, it does kind of hinder things a little.
Yeah.
But it just, I don't know, it just didn't seem that crowded. They say record numbers, but I don't know. It's, you and I have been to cons where it's like crowded first thing in the morning, and this wasn't crowded whatsoever. There was no insane line waiting. It was just easy enough to get for me to get in and out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to call BS on bullshit on that one.
Huh.
I don't think it was that popular, to be honest with you, man.
All right. Well, do they announce next year?
Haven't seen yet.
No. Okay.
You know, they said record numbers and thank people. I you know, I don't know if I'd go again.
Interesting. All right. You got anything else going on this week?
Nothing much. I feel better.
That is pretty shitty.
Oh, God. You got anything going on this week?
What do I got going on this week? I'm wrapping up a new show for the News Box.
Cool.
Pretty, a lot of stuff that we covered here today will be in it, but, you know, you can never get too much of me, I suppose. You can check Brian both out at investorscorner.com. And you can check out all our old episodes on thefanboyfactor.com as well as this one.
And to keep up to date, check out us on iTunes over and on Stitcher as well.
Yep.
Download us, subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe.
We make good company.
We make the best company.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Why haven't your friends subscribed?
Push them into it.
Yes, definitely. Go on their computers and subscribe for them.
Yes.
All right, man.
All right.
I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
Have a good night.
Yeah.